All right, so now we'll move on to our secretaries, candidates. So our first candidate is Abigail Martin, all right? So. I'll signal you, all right? It doesn't like my thumbprint apparently anymore. There we go.
The FFA mission statement focuses on three main goals: premier leadership, personal growth, and career success. In my opinion, the greatest of these is personal growth. Through FFA, we are able to grow from the inside, from various conferences, leadership roles, and the unity provided in the FFA jacket. As we grow from the inside, our FFA jacket grows with us on the outside. We start our FFA journey when we zip up our first FFA jacket. There's a feeling of awe that surrounds you when you try it on. You don't know where you're going to go in it, but you understand the significance of wearing national blue. It provides countless opportunities in an organization built on the next generation of leaders. Now, as we grow in our jackets, we're reminded of our personal growth through the physical evidence on our jacket, such as the FFA emblem on the front and back, symbolizing our leaders' beliefs, and the personal pins we have won through hard work and dedication. When you meet failure and setbacks face to face, rely on your jacket to remind you of your self-worth. Now, as I stand before you today in my own blue jacket, I think of how my jacket has grown with me. It hasn't always been easy, and there have been many challenges, but I can confidently say that it's been worth it. Together, in our blue jackets, we can rise to any occasion, to any challenge, and grow this organization and the willingness to be one in the jacket. So consider me, Abigail Martin, as your 2023-2024 Southwest District Secretary, and together, we can grow in our blue jackets. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I'm gonna start timing it. Get like how fast we get.
Get through it. We could do like, you know, like anyone in track. Yeah, be like the 10-meter dash, you know. How fast you can go? Yeah, no. That's right. Dylan is in track. Yes. So, we got some track stars. I don't know. I tried track 8th grade year, and you know, I was always not so tall. I'm still not so tall, but my short little legs, like my 5'3" legs, they didn't carry me very well. Let me tell you that. That was last year track for me. All right. Here we go. All right, so now you'll hear from our second secretary candidate, Molly Fries. Just give me a second here. All right, whenever you're ready.
Imagine, you're just a little eighth grader, basically getting dragged to your first ever FFA meeting by your older sister. You sit through the whole meeting thinking, when the heck can I get out of here? Finally, you get to go home and relax, because being in middle school is hard. But next thing you know, your older sister says, you're going to be the chapter street speaker. This is exactly what happened to me. I still remember to this day sitting there thinking, what the heck is the FFA creed and what did I get myself into? I can tell you with 100% confidence that first year FFA member me would have never been caught dead on the stage in front of you. She, eighth grade me would not have even seen herself within those next 2 years attending state and national leadership conferences, going to Washington, D.C. for a week, or for that matter, even serving as a chapter officer. However, through all those experiences, I have not only had the opportunity to grow as a leader, but I've also had the opportunity to establish relationships with members across the state and the country. Looking back at all my FFA experiences, the FFA creed forever changed my FFA story. All of these experiences have fueled me and have inspired me to become the leader that I am today. The first time I zipped up my FFA jacket, I thought it was just a one and done type of thing. Now, every time I zip up my jacket, I get a rush of experiences that remind me of all the times I've been inspired, hoping for the opportunity to inspire somebody else. As your candidate for Southwest District Secretary, I hope to make a positive difference in the lives of FFA members across the Southwest District by establishing those relationships and becoming a part of those experiences that will forever change someone's FFA story. Your FFA jacket may know who you are, where you are from, and what you stand for, but what it doesn't know is what your story holds. That is up to you. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, again, sorry. You can come back out. My bad. What?
We're back. Okay. Hopefully it doesn't do some Rice Krispie crackles anymore, so.
Anyone have Rice Krispies for breakfast? No, all right.
So.
All right, so again, Abby, we will give you the first question first. You'll have a minute to answer, and then it'll be your turn, Molly, to answer. Again, you get a minute time. And then for our second question, Molly, you will get the opportunity to answer first, followed by Abby. All right, we good? Any questions? No? All right. So what would you say to someone who believes FFA is only cows, sows, and plows?
So if someone came up to me and thought that FFA was only sows, cows, and plows, I'd want to remind them again of the FFA mission statement of personal growth, career success, and premier leadership. So I'd want to explain in each of those areas we are able to better ourselves through contests, through community service, and through going to state conventions and national conventions. It's not all about agriculture. That's just our foundation. It's more about growing the next generation of leaders.
All right. So what would you say to someone who believes FFA is only cows, sows, and plows?
Something I would say to somebody who only believes that FFA is sows, cows, and plows is that FFA is an opportunity to not only strengthen yourself, but also strengthen your leadership skills. There are a variety of opportunities within the FFA organization at a local level as well as the state and national level. I'd be sure to make sure to reiterate that all of these experiences have forever changed who I am and that I believe that they can change who they are in the future.
All right. So now we'll go to our second question. So describe a time you had to go against the crowd to stand up for what you believe in.
A time I've had to go against the crowd is when I was actively involved in History Day. I was in a group of five girls, and one of the girls was not doing her part. So I had to go against the crowd and basically tell her that we have state in a few weeks and we need to get this done. So by going against the crowd, I had to kind of overcome the fact that I wasn't along with everyone else's opinion, where I really learned how to kind of strengthen my opinion as well as be open and willing to voice my opinion.
All right. Describe a time you had to go against the crowd to stand up for what you believe in.
So a time I've gone against the crowd is when we were planning this year's winter homecoming, because FFA and FCCLA are always the planners for that in our school. So we wanted to change locations. We didn't want it at the middle school anymore. We wanted the high school so we could provide more like activities where we can do and that hopefully more people will participate and come. So going through that is always hard because change is hard and people don't like to accept it. But by being one of the officers, I had to be strict and strong in what I believe in and thinking, yes, this could be good. So that's a time I've gone against the crowd, and I think I'm a better leader through it, and just following through actions makes me more accountability through it, accountable. So I've learned a lot of important lessons from that experience.
All right. So you can go ahead and exit the stage, please.
And Phoebe's going to be handing out ballots again. Again, same protocol. Please mark one name or circle one name. If we don't have enough ballots, you can share. I'm pretty sure we have enough. So.
All right, yeah, go ahead and if Phoebe's coming around. Grab those. Anyone sad to see the cold weather go, or is everyone welcome to the warm weather that we've had? Yeah, everyone good? Everyone got their ballot in? All right, so again, they're going to tally those up, and we'll just take a moment here. So, all right, one of my favorite things to do. Oh, my score for bowling? Oh, that's what you said. Okay. Let's see here.
Mine, I know that.
Yeah, be quiet, Sam. First score was like a 46. I mean, that's... Yes, Sam was a zero, so I don't want to hear anything.
I was doing well. No, I can't, you know, it takes a couple frames to get warmed up, right?
Oh.
Like, I mean, right? Oh, and then when I started getting on, I mean, strike. I ended up at 82.
I want to say, I got a spare by going backwards under my legs.
That is true. Yeah.
Like, so is it really skill or luck in the game of bowling?
There's skill, dude. You don't have it.
Okay. I mean, I did smack my leg with the ball, so.
He was injured.
Hey, you about took out your kneecap. You could have ended up in the hospital.
Been up here like, hey, everyone, thanks for your vote today. 3-1. You're like, big gas. Highly gas. What was I thinking? Oh, I was thinking about car rides. Favorite car rides. Which, you know, my advisor back there might not like.
Well, that stretch of Highway 20 to 3
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, right up 71.
Our joke about Highway 20, anyone know where, some people know where Highway 20 is at, right? Anyone ever have to travel on that?
Yes.
It's the worst. It's the worst stretch ever. We literally joke that, you know, you can hop on off 35, you know, set the wheel straight, fall asleep till Fort Dodge, hit the two curves, fall back asleep. Till you get to Directionville, go through the dip, fall asleep again, you're at Sioux City. Easy. Easiest place to drive. I don't know. Oh, and then, the story I wanted to tell about car rides was, we went to, we'll get back to that one. I'm getting the death glare back there. Maybe this isn't such a good idea, but